Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's so hard, just trying to figure it out, fight it down, trying to believe God. What the words in my mouth is filled around, trust on the road. Even though your mountains high or the valley low, but never let your faith go.
Never let your faith go.
I've been there before, so confused, don't know which
way to go.
Stressed out, woke up, face off, or
stay in the house.
We're trying to rise up, got terrible skies
that look like us, so we know who we trust. Trust for the pain that we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright.
Stop, stop,
we gon' be alright.
Let's go.
Alright. Say we gon' be alright.
Stop, stop,
we gon' be alright.
I can't hear you.
That it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Now, as long as you keep your faith in Christ, it's going to be all right. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beast, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we truly are happy to have each and every one of you guys. I just thank God for you. We're going to ask Evangelist Sharon to start us off with a word of prayer for the week. And so happy she's tuned in and for this great occasion. Evangelist Sharon.
Yes, good afternoon, Pastor Beasley, and good afternoon to all the listeners. Praise God. And yes, as long as we're living in Christ, we have to know and stand on and believe that we're going to be all right. I love that selection. In 2 Peter 1 and 3, it reads as follows in the King James. Simon Peter, a servant of Apostle Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you to the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Amen. And I want to say thank you, God, for this broadcast, for Pastor Beasley and Pastor Bell and their obedience in following the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, and knowing that we're living in the day of Christ. I want to pray for all the listeners who are striving towards understanding that we're now living in a spiritual time, and we need to be living in Christ, and that we have to come together as one, united under one God, under one Lord, under one rule, under one hand, and that's the Lord, the path that God has given us in his word. I want to thank God for my friends who love me, people who have had faith in me, and continue to trust that I'm doing the right thing because I'm living in Christ. I want to thank God for another perfect day, because every day is perfect. We're all healed by his stripes. We have to stand on his word and know it and believe it. I want to pray for those who are shut in, those who are sick, struggling, for those who feel like they can't go on. Know that pick a scripture in the Bible, in word, and stand on it, and you will be strong, and God will heal you in his stripes. You have to believe that. I pray for those who are shut in, and I pray for those who are bereaved. And I also want to give a special prayer out to my father, who is still in the hospital. I pray that God will protect him and comfort him as he's going through his transition. I pray all this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon, for that heartfelt prayer. And we agree with you that God's will be done.
Amen.
It's so much I want to cover, but I just want to be led by the Spirit of the Lord and just continue to put in my spirit the importance of being in Christ. Now, it's one thing in being in religion, denomination, tradition, in your own way of thinking. But, brother and sister, I'm going to be honest with you. God wants us in Christ, and he wants Christ in us. Now,
amen.
I said on yesterday that I was going to pick up where we left off because the Holy Spirit had just really quickened in my spirit things that was really important. And until you get this revelation, it's going, man's tradition is not you being Christ. Man's tradition is that you be in his way of teaching and his way of doing things. So Jesus said over there, and we'll go there, Matthew's 15 and 9. In Matthew's 15 and 9. And let me see if it's in 7 and 9. I think it's 15 and 9. Look at this here again. I get that is sharing to read that.
Yes, Pastor. In Matthew 15 and 9, it reads as follows, "But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men." Amen.
Yeah, and also, if you would read Matthew 7 and 9 as well.
Yes, in the King James. Matthew 7 and 9, it reads as follows. "For what man is there of you who, if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone?" Amen. Matthew 7 and 9.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think I wanted a quick mark, if you will.
Yes, no problem, Pastor. Mark, can you give me
Mark chapter 7, verses 9.
Okay, Mark 7 and 9, and the King James reads as follows. And he said unto them, "Full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition." Amen. That was Mark 7 and 9.
Yeah. And he said unto them, "Fully well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition." See, we got a lot of people who want to keep their own tradition.
And mercy.
When it comes to righteousness, they want to keep their own. They don't want to put faith in Christ, the Bible is teaching us to do.
And mercy.
He said he had it. And they said, you know, you don't have any trouble rejecting the things of God. Just like when it comes to righteousness, man have their own righteousness rather than submitting themselves unto the righteousness of God. The Bible says Christ is the end of the law, but yet man would rather do his own thing rather than to adhere God's righteousness. God's righteousness is predicated on faith in Christ.
Amen.
Wow, okay, we'll go there. What makes us children of God is not man's tradition, not joining a church, but what makes us children of God is having faith in Christ. How I know that? In Galatians 3:26, and as she finds Galatians 3:26, brothers and sisters, understand what faith is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. So your substance has to be the Word of God. This has to be what you're trusting in and relying on and depending on. That's where your faith is in the Word of God. So when people say they have faith, my question is, what scripture you have? You know, just don't tell me a whole lot of blocking. Don't tell me a whole lot of, you know, because I ain't trying to hear it. I want to hear what word you're standing on. Because
Amen.
I like to be in agreement with you. I like, you know, whatever you believe in God for, I want to help that. But in Galatians 3:26, I think I said.
In the King James, it reads as follows, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." Amen. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus.
What makes us children of God is having faith in Christ Jesus. That's what makes us children of God, brothers and sisters.
Oh.
Is having faith in Christ. Now, I know a lot of times people want to say, well, Jesus Christ. And that's good, but remember, that's flesh. I was talking to a lady this morning. We got this women's ministry, and we got this women group. People, that's flesh. I mean, that may bother some of y'all. Well, Pastor, I don't think there's nothing wrong with having a women's group. No, it ain't nothing wrong with it. And let me tell you, it ain't a whole lot right with it, because that's flesh. God can't separate, well, I'm just going to do this for the women. I'm going to have the women group and the men. No, God have always wanted oneness. That's what you got to get a hold to. The two became one. So God is not going to separate you and you have your little group over here and they have their little group. I said, they're going right back to the traditional stuff. You got the women ministry. You got the man ministry. Who's dividing us? What you have to say over there to a bunch of women, you can't say to me. That's my point. We got one God, brothers and sisters. I know this is just heart-wrenching to some of you, because you're being into this, and it sounds good. Let me be the first to tell you, yes, it sounds good. Man, we got this women ministry. We got this women group. Well, you got a women heaven, I guess. See, that's flesh. Everybody like some of the men who want to teach, oh, women can't do this, women can't do that. But yet, we're supposed to be one in Christ. So the Bible makes it very clear, what makes us one with Christ is having faith in Christ. So over in, so when you read Galatians 3:26, that's what makes you children of God. Now, if you're a child, you have a parent. Last time I checked, any children, they all have parents. So our parent is God. He's a spiritual God. He's a God of faith. And without it, you can't please him. And I had to really check that out. And the reason for that is because without God's word or apart from God's word, you can't please him no way. So that's why it's important to operate in faith. Matter of fact, let me tell you this. Over in Ephesians 3, we'll go there too. Ephesians 3. Because we didn't cover a lot of these scriptures, and I wanted to try to do some of them. But in Ephesians 3 and 17, can we go there, please?
Yeah. In the King James, it reads as follows, Ephesians 3 and 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love. Amen.
Amen. See, when it's rooted and grounded in faith, people are going to recognize. That's what happened with Felix. He recognized. They recognized the faith that was in Paul. So they said, we want to hear about this concerning the faith, in other words, you have in Christ. That scripture, brother and sister, we want to know about the faith you have in Christ.
Amen.
I'll let Pastor read that as well. That's over in Ephesians 3 and 17, Pastor, if you will, please. On the Message Bible.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Ephesians 3:17, and I asked him that with both feet planted firm on love, you'll be able to take in with all followers of Jesus the extravagant dimensions of Christ's love. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you really hear this, let me tell you what this is. This is saying that Christ will live in you. Now, I want y'all to see where I'm going with this. Christ will live in you by faith and through faith. Christ will live in you.
Yes.
Now, what that means is this. Christ is alive, brothers and sisters. But people don't want to teach that he's alive. Now, let me tell you what they'd rather teach. They'd rather teach that he's coming back. He's already back.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hallelujah.
But you have to allow him to dwell in your hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he wasn't bad, why would the Bible tell you to let him dwell in your heart? Think about that one, huh?
All right.
Huh?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Why would he tell you to let, if Christ was not here and able to be in you, why would he say, see, everybody doesn't have this revelation because everybody thinks, well, you know, when he come back, then he's going to do this, he's going to do that. Brother, sister, let me tell you what. One of Jesus' promises was, the world won't even see me. But because you're not in the world, you're going to see me. So the disciple asked him, but Jesus, how we going to see you? And the world is not going to see you. Yeah, over in John 17. I'm going to tell you, this is interesting when you think about it. When you got this faith walk, the Bible says that you will let Christ dwell in you by faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why does he want that? Because of Ephesians 4 and 13, which you all going to read here in a moment. Ephesians 4 and 13. See, what God is in the process of doing for those that don't know, he have kept so many things hidden. No reason the Bible says you're blessed when you dwell in the secret places of the Most High. You know why? Because you know what God knows. You're alone with God. You got what's going on right now. You don't have to wait. You already know what's going on. You getting that, what they call that, the feed. You know, you get that live feed. That's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to let him. You mm-hmm. got to let him dwell in you. This is something you have to do. You got to let him dwell in you. You got to let the word of God dwell in you.
Yeah.
That's something you do.
Mm-hmm.
So when I read scriptures like, just so many of them. When I think about Galatians, for instance, 1, you have to let him have access to your spirit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every man has to be taught by Christ. But guess what? You have to let him do that. Just like the Bible says, you have to let the word of God dwell in you. You have to. So the word let means to allow. The only reason the body of Christ is not united right now because they are disobedient. They are not allowing Christ to do that. They're too busy trying to have their own righteousness. They're too busy trying to fulfill their own destiny to whatever that is. Instead of joining in with Christ and becoming one. See?
All right. Man.
But if we will all unite in the spirit of faith that is in Christ Jesus, that's what Paul was doing, teaching people how to be in Christ. That's what was his message. But Satan had made sure he destroyed it that. Well, we've got to have a children ministry so the children go here. Now, don't get me wrong, brothers and sisters. You can teach the Bible at every level, at any time, but get away from that way of thinking. Depend on the Holy Ghost to teach children the truth.
Now, right now. Yeah.
Amen.
Right through the same message. I know mentally that really appears to be something nice, man, when you got children ministry, you got the men's ministry, you got the deacon ministry, you got women ministry. All of that is division.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's
division.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you probably don't see it like that because, children need to be with the children. And adults need, no, we all need to be one in the word of God.
Hallelujah.
And the Holy Spirit will make it plain to them. Look how young David was when God called him. All them old folks around, God said, Jesse, where's your boy at? Where's the boy at? They have no separate ministry. When Jesus called those children together and said, suffer these little children to come unto me. Such is the kingdom. And here, people want to separate everybody, separate the church. The women's over here, the women. I mean, that's good. And some of these women just really, they say, well, could you come to our women ministry? I said, ma'am, I may not be the one you want to come. And then when I start telling them, because I don't believe in division. Why? That's why I like the meaning. They dominated everything. They never wanted the women to be part of it. I said, I don't teach that kind of gospel. I teach the truth. We all need to be one in Christ. I don't have anything I can say to a bunch of women I can't say to a bunch of men. I don't have any hidden gospel for women that is different than men. Now, we got to get God up in a box and put God in a box and just, well, we're going to discuss women's stuff. No, that's flesh.
Amen.
The Bible says, wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. We ain't going to be knowing folks. And here you want to have women and you want to have children. See, all that stuff is flesh. I know, oh, Pastor, it ain't that deep. It's deeper than that. It's so deep until you want the word of God to be true, man. That's what you want. You want always walking truth. And not your truth, but the truth. I know I had asked Pastor to read. Did you read yet, Evangelist Sharon?
No, Ephesians 4:13.
Yes.
In King James, it reads as follows. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen.
And from the Message Bible, Christ's body, the church, until we're all moving rhythmically and easily with each other, efficient and graceful in response to God's Son, fully mature adults, fully developed within and without, fully alive like Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please read that one more time. Please, brothers and sisters, listen. Listen with your spirit, man. Hear what it's saying. It's talking about having faith in Christ.
Yes. Amen.
Pastor.
Okay. To Christ's followers in the skilled servant work, working within Christ's body, the church, until we're all moving rhythmically and easily with each other, efficient and graceful in response to God's Son, fully mature adults, fully developed within and without, fully alive like Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
You have to hit it several times to get it in your spirit, brother and sister. But he means just what he said. Until we all come in the unity, everybody, women, men, boys. See, that's why you can't be separating stuff.
There you go.
Can't be separating stuff. God trying to bring us together in unity, and we got preachers around here talking about, oh, we got to have the women's stuff over here and the men's stuff over there. When are you going to ever become united?
That's right.
Can't do. We are to continue being united as one.
Yeah.
To continue being united in the faith.
Do
we all get this knowledge? All of us have to mature.
That's right.
Christ can't come back, brothers and sisters. Don't let it be a shocker to you. Christ can't come back and rapture the church. Even though he's here, he can't rapture the church until we all are united to the full measure of Christ.
Yeah.
It just
moving rhythmically. Yeah.
We need to stop being like your children. That's what he said. That next verse, you read verse 14 and 15 too. Matter of fact, we'll do that one before we leave. Verse 14 and 15. I want you to see why he said what he said in 13. Go and read 14 and 15.
In King James, 14 and 15 read as follows. that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, no prolonged in fantasies among us, please. We're not tolerated babies in the woods, small children who are an easy mark for imposters. God wants us to grow up to know the whole truth and tell it in love, like Christ in everything. We take our lead from Christ, who is the source of everything we do. Amen, amen. He
amen.
Keeps us
Hallelujah.
In step with each other. Praise God. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Any comments?
Oh, yeah, I want to read that again, Pastor, if you don't mind. I'm going to start with, will not tolerate babes in the woods, small children who are an easy mark for imposters. God wants us to grow up to know the whole truth and tell it in love, like Christ. In everything, we take our lead from Christ, who is the source of everything we do. He keeps us in step with each other. And then that 16th verse said, his very breath and blood flows through us, nourishing us so that we will grow up healthy in God, robust in love. Amen, amen. Thank you.
He wants us all together in unity of the faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
amen.
He means. But, I mean, I know there's preachers will tell you, oh, it's okay to have this group, that group. See, all that stuff sounds nice to the flesh. It sounds real, I don't know, maybe churchy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It sounds real religious. It, in other words, it makes a lot of sense when all these women get on in this little group. Hey, let me put a pin right there. That's probably one of the worst things you can do anyway, get a bunch of women together.
Yep.
Now, that may bother some guys. But I'm going to tell you, see, I've been around a bunch of women. I mean, we be having stand-up meetings. And they get like all off the subject, man. They be talking about what Johnny did and what Mary said last night. And, hey, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And what they weird and whoa, man, we got a meeting here to conduct. And they all over
exactly.
And say, man, who did you see a wives or what was that? Housewives. And did you know
mm-hmm.
Johnny? And I'm like, wait a minute, y'all, we're in a meeting here.
That's right. Okay, put the brakes
now,
on.
Now, bring it back. Don't get it twisted. Now, they will bring it back, and they won't miss a beat. But when they get all of it, let me tell you what. It's time out. Seriously, it's time out for us being tossed to and fro like children. And every little
mm-hmm.
wind and doctrine will come along. We ready to go with it. Oh, I got
Amen.
A prophetic ministry. I got every little craftiness, cunning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Men gotta make it sound good. Oh, yeah, honey. You know, we need to talk about this. And, you know, we could have our own ministry. See, that's what Satan used. And people don't see the trick that Satan is in there. He's in there. When were we going to ever become fully mature about this situation? When were we going to develop into that Christ-like spirit? When will that
yeah.
take place? You need to serve notice on your brother and sister. It's time. is much stuff as I would like to teach them, especially when it comes to the church. I mean, man, I'm just so, I can't wait to start talking about the church at Laodicea and the church at Philadelphia and why it's so important to understand where we're at today.
Mm-hmm.
But we're so busy. I mean, people have to get united. They're not, they don't even want to be in the same spirit with Christ. They want to have their own righteousness. They don't want God's righteousness. God's righteousness is by faith, not by a bunch of rules and regulations and a bunch of policy. That just do something. They just want God to be able to, they're like man stuff. Oh, we got to have policies.
Mm.
And when the right policies is in play, this girl got shot, this girl got killed here in Georgia because of their policy. They said, you got to wear a face mask. Think about it. Okay, yeah, that's what they're doing. But wait a minute. That's your policy. So because she told the man that Satan got ugly and killed the girl. Or the man, he went and killed because she trying to uphold their policy. See, so that's what I think about policy.
Mm.
Grace would have said, man, put your hand over your face and just go on in there. But the policy said everybody have to wear a mask. Now, don't get this twisted. I'm not against any of that kind of stuff. I'm trying to make one point, and that point is that's the kind of stuff policy does. That's the kind of stuff when people talk about how. A lot of people right now are not together because of policies and because of laws. How about faith? How about folks just walking Christ in faith? That's hard to find. Hard to find. But I thank you. Keep on following it. Keep on going that way. But listen, brothers and sisters, this is about having faith in Christ. Not religion, not denomination, not tradition, not, but it's real simple. It's having faith in Christ. So hopefully by the end of the week, everybody will have the same frame of mind that you're going to have faith in Christ. You're going to have to let him dwell in you richly. You will have to do that. Now, I know somebody may be thinking, now, I'm talking off the top of my head, but brother and sister, I can take you to the Word of God right now, and it will simply tell you to let Christ dwell in you, especially when I think about the book of Revelation and the stuff. It tells us, he that have an ear, let him hear. See, you got to hear what the Spirit is saying. You got to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I love you, Pastor, but I can't do it for you. I thank the world of new evangelists, Renee, Sister Shonda, all you people. But let me tell you, this is something you got to do on your own. So when he says things like, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Who you think? They're talking about you as an individual. They're talking about no group of folks.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah, he didn't have an ear. Mm-hmm. Let him hear. See, there's some things you have to do. You have to hear what the Spirit is saying. And the way you do that is by being in Christ.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Thank you all so much. We appreciate it. And we'll see you guys on tomorrow for the Word at Noon.
God bless.
Thank you.